worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. In looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, we thank you once again for the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer every single day of our lives. Thank you for the privilege of being able to walk with you in prayer. Thank you for the opportunity for us more and more to learn and to be empowered by your Spirit to live a lifestyle of praying without ceasing. Father, more and more, teach us how to pray. Set us on fire fresh with the Spirit of prayer. Thank you for us as your church, and thank you for us as a nation. Help us as your church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just want to come in agreement with Pastor Joseph. I'd ask that you would teach us how to pray, that we'd spend more time in prayer, more time communing with you, speaking with you, sharing our hearts and seeking your heart, Father. Father, I ask that you'd help us to see how you made man in your own image, and that whenever a man murders, whenever we disrespect another man, whenever we hurt somebody else, whenever abortions happen, that we're committing crimes against somebody made in your image, Father. I ask that for that to really hit us in the heart, Father. And I ask, Father, that also you'd bring healing for those who are hurt, and let us know that we can do nothing that can overcome your power to heal. We cannot do more than you can heal, Father. So I ask for that those who ask you, that you would come and bring healing, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to remind you once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. On a regular basis, as we share articles and discipleship tools that come in the form of blogs and our articles, we're encouraging you, please, please email us to get copies because we want to help put in your hands tools and a resource material that'll help you grow stronger in your walk with the Lord, tools that you can use in the discipling of your family, but also tools you can forward and share with others on the job, coworkers, persons who are members of the same church you're a part of, extended family members, just friends and associates, saved and unsaved persons. These are tools that are meant to help you do the work of evangelism and discipleship. So please email us to do that. And just before we introduce our special guest today, I want to share with you an article once again. And I want to remind you once again, if you want to get a copy, simply email me and we'll be glad to share it with you again, joseph@afr.net. On a pretty regular basis, you may be mindful of the fact that we address the life issue on the broadcast. It's such a huge issue in our culture and in the world as well, and it's a critical issue that affects so many different aspects of our lives. One of our goals is to help us to encourage you as the members of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to be involved in whatever way the Lord would have you to be involved in the great and very important work of boldly standing for life and against the tragedy of abortion. Please pray and ask the Lord what he'd have you to do, because there's so much work to be done to help end the tragic reality of abortion in our culture and in our world. The title of this article, Sex Trafficking and the Abortion Industry, Evil Twins. Again, Sex Trafficking and the Abortion Industry, Evil Twins. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The following are tragic testimonials from precious women who were rescued out of the tragic lifestyle of sex trafficking. Here are those testimonies. Number one, when my trafficker found out that any of his quote-unquote girls were pregnant, he would take us outside and beat us with a pipe around our stomach and our abdomen until we miscarried. This happened to me 4 times. I never carried a pregnancy to term. The second testimony. I was trafficked when I was 13 and got pregnant 6 times. I was always taken to a clinic by my trafficker and forced to have an abortion. The third testimony. Before he started trafficking me, my trafficker took me to a clinic. He pretended to be my uncle and had the doctor administer Depo-Provera to me. I got intermittent Depo-Provera shots from the time I was 13 throughout the time I was trafficked until I was 23. The fourth testimony, my trafficker advertised me as someone who would not be using a condom, and so after a weekend of being sold at upscale hotels, he would force me to take Plan B. I had Plan B so many times that I had gynecological problems for 5 years after I got out. And the fifth testimony, I was trafficked when I was a child. I had so many abortions and was back out, quote-unquote, on the track again right afterward and had so many untreated infections that I developed scar tissue, PID, and ultimately had to have a hysterectomy. The pain of not being able to have a child now that I'm happily married is too great to describe in words. What you've just read are real accounts of women who survived sex trafficking, yet experienced forced abortions by their captors. Sadly, this happens too often right here in America as well as in other nations. Modern-day sex slavery is what sex trafficking is, amongst other things. It's evil, wicked, and devastating in so many ways for the victims. Yet sadly, the tragic and very wicked industry of abortion is an evil twin to sex trafficking. The abortion industry works hand in glove with sex trafficking, as one aids and abets the other. Many are the victims of both hideous and dark industries. It is so critical that we, the Church of Jesus Christ, recognize and passionately mobilize to aggressively work to end both tragic industries. In the Gospel of John in chapter 10 and verse 10, we're told, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. These two industries represent the epitome of what the devil seeks to do to all human beings on this planet. It's true that he seeks to steal from, kill, and destroy all people. The Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to these and all the other ills of our world. And we, the church, are the hands and feet of Jesus in this world. We're called to pray diligently and passionately for the ending of the work of both these dark industries. However, it's so important that we understand that we pray and then we get up and do what we're called to do to help in these tragic works of darkness. Where does the church start? A great starting place is educating yourself and your church family about these works of darkness. Research and find out about ministries that are on the front lines coming against these dark industries. Look at the websites of Christian ministries that are working faithfully to combat sex trafficking. Typically, they're well prepared to help educate believers about the dark organizations that are involved with sex trafficking. Pray for those ministries and give to them financially to help them carry out their vital mission. Help to sponsor Bible studies or workshops or events that can serve to educate your church family about these issues. Find out ways to help extend the educational reach of these ministries. Also learn much more about so much of what the Ministry of Standing for Life is all about. There are many great ministries that are doing great things to help the cause of life. Pregnancy Help Centers are ministries that provide free help to women who find themselves expecting a child at a tough time in their lives. Praying for pregnancy centers and giving financially to help them carry out their mission are two great things many believers can do to help. Volunteer your time and or help to give baby items such as diapers, baby bottles, baby clothes, etc. to the clinics. You can pray for women who go to abortion clinics to change their minds and keep their babies. Many people would be surprised at the number of women who go to abortion clinics to get abortions, but change their minds and decide not to abort before the process is complete. This is the result often of the people of God praying behind the scenes. Believers can volunteer and be trained to be sidewalk advocates who work outside of abortion clinics. The Lord uses people who stand and pray, share pro-life brochures, and who are simply there to help women to choose to keep their babies instead of aborting them. They also very often help women see that choosing to place their babies up for adoption is a very good, noble, and fruitful option instead of abortion. There are also many other great ministries that help to address many sides of the pro-life cause. Prayerfully decide to get involved where the Lord wants you to get involved. Whatever you do, don't stand on the sidelines. There's too much work to be done for any of us to do that. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, there were three persons who represent the church. They were the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan. See Luke 10:25-37. In the parable, a traveler has been attacked, beaten up, robbed, and left severely wounded on the side of the road. The priest comes along, sees the wounded man, and passes by on the other side. The Levite, too, comes along and sees the same wounded individual, and he, too, passes by on the other side. Yet the Samaritan comes along and sees the wounded man and reacts very differently. He stops, seeks to nurse the man and his injuries, and helps him to a place where he can receive further help and attention. He also spends money to help see after his needs. The Lord Jesus very specifically told the lawyer and all the rest of us in the church to go and do not as the priest nor like the Levite. Christ told us to do as the Samaritan did. He told us to sacrificially love our brothers and sisters in need. Brothers and sisters, let us love the Lord enough to do what he says. Again, the title of that article, Sex Trafficking and the Abortion Industry, Evil Twins. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be right back.
Lord is my light, and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In his presence I find safety, just knowing he's near. Brings joy in my sadness, peace in the time of storm. Yeah. Brings hope when I'm hopeless. Yeah, protects me from all harm. And you are.
Music from the Walls Group with the song All Praise Goes to You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're honored to have as our phone guest today Deborah Tilden. She's the executive producer of Mighty Motion Pictures, and she's going to take time to share about some of the other many things she does in the kingdom of God. Deborah, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Joseph, for having me. It's an honor to be here and really partnering and helping people better understand these issues and how they can be the change God wants to see in the world.
Amen. Amen. Deborah, if you'll take time to further introduce yourselves, tell our listeners a little bit more about who Deborah Tilden is, and then we want to allow you to share your testimony, your journey in the Lord.
Thank you. You know, one thing that I never would have thought, that my own abortion 40-plus years ago would lead me to what I'm doing today. Mm-hmm. And it is only by the grace of God and his healing that makes it possible. When you take the life of your own child, there is a fracturing of the soul. Mm-hmm. The womb becomes a tomb. But God can redeem anything and everything from our past. But he also wants us to take our testimony and our message and his word out into the world to bring healing and hope to others. And that's really a lot of, with the work that I've been doing now as executive producer with Mighty Motion Pictures, that started with working with the founder on a project that some of your listeners may have heard of. It's the Hush documentary that was produced and put out in about 2017, which talks about the abortion wound. It talks about the different, it's basically Hush, a liberating conversation about abortion and women's health. And it talks about the abortion breast cancer link, the risk of preterm birth and for future pregnancies, as well as the emotional, psychological, and suicidal impact on women of abortion. So in working with them during that time, when I first met them, and really going through my own healing journey, having been born and raised basically in the church, I would sometimes say it's like I was born a Christian, but as we know, that's not how it works. You know, growing up in a family of faith is a very special thing, and it's a very a wonderful thing. But in my teenage years, I went a bit wayward, and boy meets girl, and my boyfriend became my whole life, really didn't pay much attention to being involved in church or the youth group. And we were engaged the year that I graduated from high school, 1980. And unfortunately, that year, we got pregnant. And in covering up the fact that we had been having sex, we had committed to my parents and to ourselves that we were going to save sex till marriage. And unfortunately, that did not, that commitment did not happen. So it turned out that I would have been 7 months pregnant at our wedding, So we were going to cover up the secret. And when you go into an abortion clinic, they pretty much reassure you, abortion's no big deal, it's not a baby yet, and feed you those things that reassure you, things you need to hear in the midst of that space of being very ignorant, very scared. And they basically, you know, what hooked us was nobody needs to know.
Well, Deborah, let me just, before you continue your story, would you take a moment now specifically to pray for listeners to hear all the Lord wants to say to them, because there's so many different sides to your story that probably many listeners will be able to identify with, possibly have been down the same or a similar road to as well. Would you pray for listeners to receive what the Lord wants to share with them through the broadcast today?
Oh, absolutely. Father, we just pray against lies and deception that we would buy into. Father God, you create life in your image. We, as human beings, are created in the image of God. And Father, we just pray that we would seek first your kingdom. Father, your word is clear about those things that bring death and destruction. The enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy everything good that you created. Father, we just pray that hearts would hunger and thirst for your word. They would hunger and thirst for your righteousness. As that young woman just seeking the world, seeking pleasure, Father, that those are things that lead to destruction and deception. And Father, we just pray for those that would be listening. And whether it's a youth, I pray for parents who are raising teenagers right now that they would seek you every moment. Pray without ceasing to build those relationships with their children so that they can teach them in your ways those things that do lead to death and destruction, Lord, that the bridge is out down that road. Do not take that road. Give parents the strength that they would be strong in the Lord and in the power of your mighty strength. Father God, that your Holy Spirit, we would just seek to be led by your Holy Spirit as parents, as grandparents, as aunts and uncles and friends, that, Lord, that we could be that multi-generational, godly kingdom family, that, Lord, the body of Christ would lead the generations. The youth need that connection with the generations who have gone before and the lessons we have learned. And Father, I pray for the youth to be the desire to hear the wisdom of those who have gone before them, who can warn them of the paths of death and destruction. This world has nothing to offer them. But Father God, you have such blessing and honor. And Father, that the children would honor their parents and listen to the wisdom of the parents that would warn them of the things that were not good. That was something I did not do in my youth, that I did not show honor. And thank you, Father, for your healing within my own family of being able to go to my own parents. And that journey of healing and my husband and I on, and our children and my own family, my own parents, to be reconciled to you and to them in showing honor to them and seeing the healing and restoration that you brought to my own family, to my parents, and to my own family and the future generations. Because, Father, you just have your ways are good. Your ways are good. And we desire to see hope restored from the wounds of sin and the death and destruction of sin. Father, we praise you and thank you for the healing that you do to fractured souls. To think of the years, the 23 years my husband and I went with this elephant in the middle of the room, not acknowledging the life of the unborn child whose life we ended. But God, that you can take, no matter what time goes by, when we take those broken, fractured pieces of our soul that our sin creates, that God, you can turn it into a beautiful stained glass masterpiece. You can take those, all of those broken, shattered pieces and create something beautiful out of it. Beauty for ashes. Father, we just thank you for the many ministries that are out there. Father, I just pray that you would make those connections. Lord, as I think of my own story, the 11 different times that you did try to get my attention, and I ignored your sweet spirit, your connections that you gave me over those years. And Lord, that you would bring those moments in time together, those divine appointments. I pray for those listening that have had those divine appointments, that they would not waste one more moment and would not suffer in silence one more moment, but they would come running into your arms, that they would find those connections, and they would find that support, God, that you've put in their life to help them find. Father God, we just thank you for the incredible ministries out there, whether it's the pregnancy care centers, the abortion healing and recovery ministries, Father, those that you have raised up out of the mire and the muck of our sin of abortion and that wounding and the fracturing, and you've healed those wounds. Father, this full circle journey that you've brought me on is just so profound, and it is testimony to the incredible miracles, Father, that you are doing every single day, that nothing in our past can be left untouched by your healing love, your healing forgiveness, your healing grace. And Father, we thank you for the body of Christ that is ready, willing, and able, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide those who are wounded and ready to come and find your healing, your hope, the touch of grace, the healing and restoration that you bring to the soul, the fractured souls. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We just come against any lies people have believed about themselves, that they've done too much, too many bad things in their life, and that they just, that is a lie from the pit of hell. And Father, we just pray that you would invade that space that anyone is in that would be believing or listening to that lie, that Father, there is nothing can separate us from the love of God. And that, Lord, we can just come to you, to your throne of grace, your healing, to walk in healing and wholeness in the power of your Spirit and your healing grace.
In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you for taking the time to pray. So, well, if you basically in your journey then, so you and your boyfriend chose to go the road of abortion, if you can kind of pick up where you left off there.
Yes. Yes, at the time, we just, like I had mentioned earlier, I would have been 7 months pregnant at our wedding, and having grown up in the church, that some of the things that, you know, how the enemy whispers in and just the shame that would bring to my parents. And, you know, these were not topics that really, aside from don't have sex before marriage, there was nothing else in that scope really of the being pro-life. My family, we just didn't talk about it. It wasn't talked about in the church, helping understand that. But when you're in that situation, you just are, it's a fearful time. And really the abortion industry,
I'm going to have to jump in right here. We're going to pick up on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Deborah Tilden, executive producer of Mighty Motion Pictures. We'll be right back. Music of Lincoln Brewster with More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Deborah Tilden. She's the executive producer of Mighty Motion Pictures, amongst other things that she's doing in the kingdom of God. Deborah, if you'll pick up where you left off as you were sharing your testimony.
Yes, thank you, Joseph. Just in walking that healing journey, I'm so grateful for what God has brought me to do now. And one of the things regarding the executive producer with the Mighty Motion Pictures work, I'm excited to talk about the Unthinkable documentary that we're working on right now. It is an Abby Johnson film, a real-life film of hearts transformed by grace. People can go to unthinkabledoc.com and learn more about that. And it will be out this year. And so for people to be looking for that. And, you know, some of the work over the years, I am so grateful for the many divine appointments and the women and men that God has put in my life and my husband's life along the way in working with Silent No More Awareness. And Operation Outcry back in around 2000 is when I first was introduced to them after I had gone through my healing journey. And, you know, there was one word God gave me out of my healing journey in 2002, 2003, and it was just simply the words life victory. And I really didn't know what that, and the other image with it was the butterfly. When you think of the butterfly and the transformation of a butterfly starts as a caterpillar. And in that analogy, that's what I felt like all those years, like this caterpillar crawling on its belly and not living fully as God would have wanted me to at all. But through that healing journey of abortion recovery, I felt like I was this butterfly free to fly. And it was just, it's one of those miracles, you know, a caterpillar to a butterfly is truly a miracle of the hand of God. there's, you know, caterpillars in a cocoon cannot be disturbed. And it is truly the transformation of God in that process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I would say in that journey of my own healing, of those people that God put around me to love on me and just really encourage me along the way, Forgiven and Set Free was one of the first Bible studies. The work with Support After Abortion and Beauty for Ashes really launched me into doing a lot of life coaching and mm-hmm. helping people. And what I found was about 75% of my clients were post-abortive, who had gone through the healing, the wounding of abortion. And when that was part of the process of getting to know my clients, we would really just pause and step into the abortion healing journey before we went into anything else. Identity and Destiny is a program that I work with my clients, but first we needed to address the brokenness of their abortion wound first.
Deborah, let me ask you this real briefly. Sure. You mentioned yes. Forgiven and Set Free and Beauty for Ashes. Now, Forgiven and Set Free, is that a Bible study specifically?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
then.
That is a Bible study that it's interesting that a lot of Bible studies that are out there today, Forgiven mm-hmm. and Set Free was a foundational piece of a lot of them, and it is offered through CareNet now, mm-hmm. and Beauty for Ashes was actually a weekend retreat. Mm-hmm. that my husband and I experienced that was finally 23 years after our abortion. It was where God just really broke down the barriers that our abortion had put up and the elephant in the middle of the room. And it was the first time my husband asked forgiveness for not protecting me as a woman and our child in my womb. And that just broke open such a healing journey for my husband and I mm-hmm. that really was profound. So there are so many ministries out there for men as well. Mm-hmm. Abortion affects men as well as affecting the woman and family. And
so, Deborah, also, like, if someone listening, would you recommend them going through the Forgiven and Set Free Bible study, getting the Bible study, going through it as well, if they're post-abortive, pretty much any or everyone to do that?
I highly recommend Forgiven and Set Free is one of those Bible studies. Again, it's through CareNet. Mm-hmm. SupportAfterAbortion.com is one that offers both men and women. Save One is another healing ministry. There are so many profound, He Found His Grace. It's one thing I would hope that through this message, people would no longer suffer in silence. You are not alone. Mm-hmm. And that there are people who are full of love and grace and who are a safe place. It's compassionate care. There is no judgment in that space at all. It just allows you to step into that process. And it really is a grieving process of acknowledging the life of the child that you once carried in your womb, or for men who perhaps encouraged or even forced their wife, their girlfriend, to have an abortion and to no longer, don't waste one more moment being unreconciled on this issue.
Well, Deborah, you know, you touched on just so many things that I think lots and lots of listeners can identify with in view of the fact that many people don't realize how extensive the tragedy of abortion reaches into our culture and the population of our nation, that statistics say it, one out of every three or four women have had abortions. And so, of course, for people that make the big mistake of saying, well, men ought to stay out of it, it's not a man's issue, there's a man in the picture 100% of the time. So how important it is that, just like you mentioned the Bible study, Forgiven and Set Free, and you've mentioned the retreat, Beauty for Ashes, Both of those would be good things for any listener who's been down the road of abortion to look into, I would think. Correct?
Absolutely. And there's even a website that's just very simple, abortionchangesyou.com. It allows people to just go anonymously share their story and start unpacking this wound. The wound of abortion is, you know, it's an unseen thing, but when we see the relational impact of abortion on us, mm-hmm. is, and how it affects the other relationships. My husband and I, we nearly divorced the first year of our marriage. It changed our relationship. It changed each of us individually, and we had no idea. You know, I was told, you know, life can get back to normal. The abortion clinic just basically said, you know, life can get back to normal again. And life is never, I was never, quote unquote, normal from that day forward. I mm-hmm. ended the life of our child growing mm-hmm. in my womb. And when we look at the science of abortion and the neurobiological connection of the child in the womb to the mother, you know, I work with a lot of maternal fetal specialists, and they talk about both mother and child being their patient, because this is a new life. This is not like having a tooth pulled or your tonsils taken out or your appendix removed. This is an incredible miracle of a new life created in the image of God. Mm-hmm. And one of the processes of my own healing, and for my husband and I, the fact that our future children, we have three adult children now, we robbed them of having relationship, and ourselves as well, having relationship with our first child. Mm-hmm. She existed. And it is so profound to understand the depths of our relationship with God and with each other and mm-hmm. with our future children. You know, thankfully, that healing that God does, there are some of those ministries, Save One and Support After Abortion, are ones that really focus on this, the ripple effect mm-hmm. of abortion on family dynamics, mm-hmm. Grandparents, and just, you know, God created the family structure.
Well, Deborah, you know, our time is almost gone, but I would mention that you've touched on so many topics that really are issues and topics to look into. You alluded to just the healing that came when your husband asked for forgiveness for not being the protector that he could have been. And the fact is, a lot of men, they don't choose to go to Bible studies. They don't choose to even try to get healing, yet they need it. And so these are topics the church should delve into to provide for men and women who need healing, wholeness, restoration. Again, men are but called by God to be protectors and providers, yet sadly, when men don't stand up for their children, they too hurt as well. So would you share one more time before we run out of time, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about the ministries that you're a part of, and let me just mention to our listeners, you can find some links on today's podcast at AFR.net. But would you share with them how they can get in touch with you or learn more about your ministry?
Well, and I would like to invite people to smartwomenshealthcare.com. That has all of my contact information. Again, that's smartwomenshealthcare.com. SMART stands for Science Matters in Abortion-Related Trauma. Mm-hmm. And it opens up that conversation of, and we have incredible resources. We have a section of collaboration where you can access all of the different ministries and more that mm-hmm. I've mentioned on this time, whether it's Support After Abortion, Silent No More, Forgiven and Set Free. Those links are on that section, the collaboration section on our Smart Women's Healthcare page. And, you know, my number's on there, my email. Feel free to reach out.
Okay.
And, you know, so.
All right. Okay. But thank you, Deborah, again, for sharing both your heart and your testimony, as well as those resource resource information you provide. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a great day to be saved, a great day to commit your heart and your whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to make that step, would you simply, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong. I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we very much want to connect with you and be in touch. My email, once again, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely want to hear from you. Again, joseph@afr.net. Get in touch with us. We'd like to share that literature with you. Deborah, again, thanks so much for being with us today. We appreciate it. Share your website one more time, please.
Firstwomenshealthcare.com.
All right. Well, thanks
so
much.
Thank you for having me, Joseph.
Thank you. Please pray much for Deborah and the ministry of Mighty Motion Pictures and the other ministries Deborah is a part of. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.